Blog Talk Radio.
In a sight, welcome live around the world. This is our nursing home program, and tonight dedicated to the memory and the honor of Lois Curtis, Lois Curtis, the woman who was able to get to the Supreme Court and won her case to have the right to remain in her own home. I mean, isn't that weird that you gotta bring about a legal action in this country to remain in your own home? Isn't that more or less understood that somebody should be in their own home? So she won the case. And even though that's true, we still have nursing homes. And we still have people living in the fear of nursing homes. Because the government has set itself up to control the whole situation. And let me explain. Some time ago, I spoke to a lawyer who is a friend of ours and a good friend of InnerSight. James Bahamundi, you've heard me talk about him on the show here. And I said to Jimmy, I said, why can't we bring one lawsuit to settle this whole damn thing once and for all? You know, everything together. And he said, you can't do it. The government has prohibited that from happening. And that's one big reason why we're in this mess, you know, with these nursing homes and so many other things. So every which way you turn, you discover that we're trapped. To one of our sponsors today, Jose Delgado from Silo, and he was explaining to me how there are over 32 people in nursing homes waiting to get out, and there's no service coordinators to go in there and you know, interview them and talk with them. I mean, look at that. The government knows that, and they've set it up so that people could stay in there as long as possible and become weaker and weaker. And, you know, maybe if they're lucky, they'll get out. And for sure, many of them, before they get out of the nursing home, will pass away. The government knows that, counting on that. You cannot convince me that all this is not set up hoping that a person will stay in that facility as long as possible, get to take the person's money, and pass away, and then bring in the next one. That's how the whole system works. So we honor this woman, Lois. And yeah, I believe she was very brave, and but I think it was a big mistake that her lawyers couldn't in some way coerce the court or have a stipulation that if she wins, that it's for everybody. And as we said in our tweet earlier today, the Supreme Court should honor Ms. Curtis amend her case, turn nursing homes into accessible housing. And that way they serve not only the people in the nursing homes, but they serve the public, the people who are struggling to stay out of those nursing homes. Every time somebody goes into a nursing home, most of the time they lose their living accommodation. Then they can't get out. Then they have to qualify for these programs, this criteria crap. The whole thing is based on a trap and stupid rules that have been made up. And the bottom line is that many government officials have stock in these nursing homes. There's another situation that shouldn't be allowed. All right, in a sight, I don't know where our host is. She's supposed to be the host. But we're here. Brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue, 609-388-7004, Adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady. And you can email them at BigEastAkitaRescue@Verizon.net. If you have any questions, or if you'd like to adopt an Akita or make a donation. Big East, Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. And again, that phone number, 609-388-7004. Big East, Akita Rescue. Hey, we're brought to you by Kennedy Realty. My buddy in Islip, New York, thank him for his $100 donation. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. Kennedy Realty at 631-888-1186. Oh, tell him you heard about it right here on InnerSight. He'll appreciate that. Kennedy Realty. You want to know the truth about what's going on with the real estate world, give Kennedy a call, 631-888-1186. Hey, you want to stay in shape, have some fun? We got a good number for you. It's a phone number, 631-445-3464. The guy's name is Devin Fernandez, and the program is called Third Eye Insight. Very similar to Inner Sight, but it's Insight. So stay in shape. Learn how to protect yourself. Dial 631-445-3464. Third Eye Insight with Devin Fernandez. And this is Inner Sight. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our number is 631-224-3090. So any questions on any of the things we're doing, there's the number, 631-224-3090. Brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. And I'm very proud to announce that Inner Sight is now one of the two lobby groups connected with SILO. ADAPT is the other one. And I found out today that we're part of that. We're second. We're the second group. So we're very proud to be part of that and to fight for people's rights. Anybody would like to make a donation to help us put up a lobby in Washington, We'd be happy to talk to you about that. Send us an email, innersight@pmail.com. Put a phone number in there. We'll get back to you. So InnerSight taking a step up, now being designated a lobby group in the Suffolk County Independent Living segment. And thank you, Jose Delgado. All right, around the world, all the beautiful children, go an extra mile for a child. InnerSight reminds you. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all the children that have perished at the hands of evildoers. InnerSight remembers, and we urge you to take that saying to heart. Go an extra mile for a child. Take this saying to heart. Around the world, InnerSight, and right here on Long Island, if you need dog food, cat food, call Gary. Nobody starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. And when he's able to do it, he's got veterinarian services. So give him a call. Let him know what your needs are. If you're disabled, sometimes he can bring the food to you if you have trouble getting around. 631-484-3085. Nobody's starved on Long Island. All right. Brought to you by James Bahamonde, American Disability Rights Lawyer. Bahamonde, 516-783-9662. All right. I'm beginning to call him the Clarence Darrell of the disabled. He's a pretty sharp lawyer when you get down to it. And InnerSight around the world, our nursing home program tonight. And we urge all people who love freedom, who want to stop wastefulness of money, to stand up with us and help us get names on our petition. Change.org. Click on InnerSight and get the nursing home petition. And spread it around. We need volunteers to go out, maybe get set up in a mall to get named on a petition. Now, sometimes you can get donations in that connection, and we can arrange for you to be compensated. Keep it in mind. We need to get names on our petition. We have a petition. Read it and understand how we would be set up, that is, to offset a lot of the cost and the money that the government is wasting to some of these conservative politicians should be attracted to our idea because they want to save money. People are telling me that Congressman Zeldin lost the gubernatorial election. He hasn't, as far as I know, he hasn't conceded yet to Her Excellency, the governor. So it's not really official, but we're hoping that if that's so, and he's going back to Congress, we may have a chance to approach him with our idea and maybe get an endorsement and get some legislation to help bring that about. Because Inner Sight feels very strongly that these agencies should be raising money to keep people in their own home, take it on like a fundraiser. And the disabled person can participate in that if they wish, can help the agency raise the money by telling their story, by doing a public service announcement, and so on and so forth. There's a lot of creativity that can come from this. And also, another one of our ideas is called the Volunteers for Freedom, to set up a fund and allow the home health aides and the nurses and whoever else to donate some of their time and be financially rewarded by paying one of their bills. That would help offset some of the cost. And of course, the government should always put up half the money. Look at all the money they would save on that. And the government should always be there to protect people just in case the agencies fail. It all has to be mapped out and legislated. It's going to take a real creative politician to stand up for this. But look at all the money they could save. And we're determined to make it happen. Now, we had to put off our news conference on the nursing homes because of activity that's happening in the federal government. I don't want to go into any details. But the Independent Living Center, I talked to Jose Delgado today, and we're having to put off the news conference until March. And we're definitely going to do that in March. And the Independent Living in Suffolk County will let us use their facilities for the news conference, which is very appropriate because everyone who works there who's disabled has a motive to participate in that. You know, you don't want to go to a nursing home. All right, Inner Sight, no phones tonight on a regular basis, but if you call in on the Inner Sight number and leave your number, we'll try to get back to you. 631-224-3090 if you want to comment on the nursing home situation. Again, that number, 631-224-3090. All right. And we'll try to retrieve your number and get back to you. All right. Inner Sight. And, you know, it's really a shame. It's really horrible that not one agency, stand by, let me clear a minute. Apologize for that station break. Inner Sight, and it's really despicable that not one agency can take it upon itself to help in a site, in a way to raise some substantial money so that we can really mount a campaign that needs to be done and get the word out in the proper way. I mean, you can't, people who are trying to keep their loved ones out of a nursing home don't have the option to go to these multi-million dollar companies, corporations, the nonprofit, and say, hey, my loved one is going to be put in a nursing home. Can you please help us? I've used up all my money, all my resources, you know. There's no such thing as that. And there should be. And the agency could take it upon themselves, you know, and make some money with that. Turn it into a fundraiser. So that's one of the things that's needed here. And that's one of the things that should have been brought about when Lois Curtis won her case. It should have been stipulated. It should have been amended and mandated that now the agencies have to help the person to stay in their own home. You see, nothing has really come out of that. And that's the horror of the system. A poor woman went through all that, won the case. For what? To die in her own home? You got to go to court for that? So, because nothing has come out of that case, we're still in the same situation we were in before she went to court. I'm not saying that she wasn't a brave woman and we honor her and all that. No, we do. But it always happens, and it's happened in so many ways. They did it with the CDPAP, right? People don't control the funding. You got to deal with an agency. Look at all the problems that can cause. Even if you're not on CDPAP, that money doesn't go where it's needed to the person who to pay the aid. The agency pays the aid. And as a result, there's all kinds of violations of a person's life. So every which way you turn, it's there. The fact that the government controls our lives. And that's what we are determined to change. And I, you know, the only way to really do it that I could see is to appeal to people who are saying, well, we're spending too much money on all this. It's Medicaid, Medicare, nursing homes, and then the people in their own homes and the aides. You know, we have to modify this system and do something differently. And that's where inner sight comes in. That's the idea that we have. To get these agencies to start helping and raise the money a person, keep a person in their own home. All right, in a site, no phones tonight, so bear with us on that. You can call in and leave your phone number. We'll try to get you on the three-way. 631-224-3090. Anybody in a nursing home, give us a call. Leave your number. We'll call you back. Put you on the air right from the nursing home. We've done it many times before, and we'll keep on doing it. And let's see. Let's go down the line. Tomorrow night is a subject. I don't know what it is yet. Friday night is the funnies. Oh, Friday is a holiday. I'm considering Veterans Day. Maybe take off. All right. Monday, we call the show Mad or Glad. You can call in and talk about anything you're mad about or glad about. Tuesday, you pick your own subject, open mic. And, of course, Wednesday, like tonight, is the nursing home program. Thursday, we usually try to have a guest on. And Friday, the funnies. That's the schedule. We're on Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 11 o'clock tonight, 1997. It's still on a rerun. And we're on Altice, that's Long Island cable. Thursday, so there you have the television schedule and the Inner Sight podcast schedule every weeknight, 8 to 9. We would love to have somebody on the show who is trying to keep their loved ones or relative out of a nursing home. We need to get more people talking about that, telling, you know, what they're doing and what they're trying to do and the problems that they're having with it. And we've reached out before and we'll do it again. If you are trying to keep your loved one out of the nursing home, we'd be happy to meet with you and talk with you and try to set up a fundraiser, and maybe get it in the media. That would be a way to get the word out. So we need people to come forward. I'm sure that there are thousands and thousands of families who don't want their loved ones in a nursing home. Contact Inner Sight. Let's make an issue out of it. What do you got to lose? It'll help get the person out. Or it'll help prevent them from going in to a nursing home. So let us know. And by the way, we're brought to you by Able News. Angela Melanie, my good friend, the editor. Able, the paper on and about the disabled for about 30 years now. Columns by various, they have a personal column if you want to try to make a new friend. Calendar of events where you can list your, any event that you may have coming up. So check out Able News online. You get a free subscription. AbleNews.com. Able. That's the paper you want to read if you want to know what's going on in the disabled community. Able News. All right, Inner Sight. I don't know what happened to our host, but she's obviously not here. And we are dedicated on this show to do everything we can to let people know that there's no need for nursing homes. I mean, the worst kind of person, you know, when you think of it, let's take the worst scenario. A person who's brain damaged, all right, can't take care of themselves. A person who is in the habit of trying to run out the door, you know, and in danger out there, you know. There are ways and people that could help that situation. Dogs would help. A good dog, for one thing, could help a situation like that. The right kind of people who are dedicated and who care. The live-in person. Now, there's an advantage. The live-in person with other people coming in and as they used to say in the old West, spelling them. In other words, giving them a break to leave and do what they got to do. The whole thing can be set up in such a way that the person can be safer than a nursing home in their own home, because it's a smaller dwelling. It's more personal. There's better contact. You don't have a situation where one person has to service 25 people. And by the time they get around to the person who is really brain damaged, that person could be hurt or in trouble someplace in the facility or something else. So you got to get the right people and the right combination of people and the right situation. As I said, maybe even a trained service dog. See, people respond pretty good to dogs, especially if they love dogs. You know, a dog can keep you centered and stable. All about dedication and wanting to do it. See, the state, they don't want to do it. They just want to throw the person into a facility and say, hey, you know, just leave them there. When the aide gets around to it, they'll clean their crap and all that stuff. They don't care about that person. We're talking about people in this inner sight who believe that a person shouldn't be in a nursing home. See, there's a big difference. That's the kind of people we want. People who believe in what inner sight stands for and why we're doing it. You know? And then you'd be surprised. You treat a person right, give them some good herbal treatment, maybe some good vitamins and supplements, you'd be surprised how they could come around and start doing things and have a meaningful life within the context of their ability. So you see, that's how this whole thing would work. Get people who believe in inner sight. People who don't believe that somebody should be thrown into a nursing home. And of course, you got to have the funding for that. You got to be set up. That's where the agencies come in. Volunteers for Freedom. And putting together a television show to give out information and to raise funds to keep people in their own home and outlaw the nursing homes. Make it so no one can open up a nursing home in this country. That's what you need. It should be against the law. 837 New York, inner sight, and we urge you to help us. Help us make this dream come true. Because if you live long enough, whether you're disabled or not, there's a good chance you'll wind up in a nursing home. So it's not just for us that we're advocating. All right, you're out there. You want to comment? You want to have a call back to 631-224-3090. Dial the number. Leave your number. And we'll try to get you on the three-way. All right. This is our nursing home show. We do it every Wednesday night. We try to have a theme. Tonight's theme is honoring Lois Curtis, the woman who passed away, I believe it was yesterday, who took her case to the Supreme Court and won the case. And still, people have to go into nursing homes. Now, to me, that's a horror. You know, that's horrible. They saw it for her. You know, she was mentally disabled, I believe. If they acknowledged that she could be in her own home, why didn't they do it for everybody? And we said that in our tweet, as I mentioned earlier. That whole case should have been amended. The judges ought to get together and still amend it. And extend it and make it so that people must remain in their own home. That's the safest place to be. It's a lot safer than an institution, that's for sure. So there you have the inner sight idea. And I would venture to say that every disabled person who's listening, who knows about us, would agree with that. Because they don't want to go to a nursing home. Well, one of the biggest things you can do, sign our petition. Help circulate it. Some names on it. If we get enough names, maybe the politicians will have to wake up a little bit and realize that, hey, this is a great way to save money. People want to be independent, give them their independence. Let them do it. You know, there's always hospitals there to cover your back. There's 911. That's all there. So why not allow a person to stay in their own home where they belong? They'd be a lot happier and more productive. And many people may even be able to get a little job and be a taxpayer. So the government can make some money on it. It's endless what you can do if you're creative. All right, inner sight. and a great, great task in front of us to outlaw nursing homes, get rid of them, turn them into accessible housing, something useful, something that everybody needs, something that will keep people safer and healthier and not exposed to the germs of a nursing home. That's one of the biggest causes of people getting infections and dying and being neglected. And, you know, when your resistance is low and you get an infection and you're not getting the right care, you can go downhill very quickly, especially in a nursing home. The breathe germs and everything else. So wake up out there, people, and help us do it. Because you don't want to go to a nursing home. Nobody does. You lose everything you have, including your home. You could lose your home, your disability money, your identity, your dignity, everything. What life you have in you, you lose, is depleted by you having to lie in bed all day. That's not a normal thing to do. Not when you can, when you have life in you and you can get up and with some help move about and do things. And there are so many other things, health-wise, that can help people that aren't being put into practice in these nursing homes. Doctors only know one way. Oh, give her this, give her this, give her this medicine, give her that medicine. That's all they know. And what happens? The side effects kick in, and the person gets worse and worse. And the doctors refuse to look at any other type of healing. You know, they've got all these computers, all these so-called smartphones, but they won't take a look and see how some other doctors have helped people and maybe get a whole different type of therapy. In fact, they're restricted by law. They could lose their license. That's what you got to deal with in a nursing home. Now, if you're in your own home, it's a whole different thing. You know, your relative, your loved one, your aide can look up stuff and say, hey, look at this. Look at how ginger helps the stomach. Let's try this. You know, things like that. There's a million and one things that aren't being done that could help people in these nursing homes. Because people don't take the time to do it, and because they're restricted by the rules and everything else. Inner Sight, all right, we'll be with you tomorrow night. I don't know what, we're going to pick out a subject for tomorrow, but we try to get a guest on, but didn't work out, so we'll have to pick out a subject It's 8:47 here in New York, and we sent a tweet out yesterday, or was it Monday? Monday, election eve, we sent a tweet out to the governor. She didn't even answer us, asking her to sign an executive order to get rid of these nursing homes, or to turn them into accessible housing, I should say. And we said that we would, you know, promote it on the air. Not even an answer. You know, but I didn't expect to get an answer. You know. And it's obviously the same kind of mentality that Andy Cuomo had. You know, it rubs off. So we need to get better politicians, politicians who at least are going to take a look at what we're talking about and say, hey, you know, that's not a bad idea. Let's see how we can start this. Let's try it. Let's try it with one nursing home. You know? And take it like that. That's what we need. Someone who's willing to stand up for people's rights. I mean, if a person is violent and all that, that's a different story. You know, you have to keep that in check. But I don't think most people in nursing homes are violent. I've never come across any at all. I've been to many, many different nursing homes. I've never come across any violence. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but... And again, a good way to offset violence is with trained service dogs. Calm people down. All right, Inner Sight, and we urge you to sign our petition. Go to change.org. Look up the nursing home petition. Read it. A lot of good stuff in there. And do it for yourself. Do it for others who are trapped in the nursing home and who, as far as the government's concerned, although they can stay in there. You know, there's all kinds of red tape and all that is attached to seeing if somebody qualifies to get out of the nursing home. I mean, what is this business of qualifying? If you have the safety you need in your own home, why do you have to qualify? You're obviously not that safe in the nursing home. More people get sick and hurt in a nursing home than doing their own home. And more people have a chance, more of a chance of catching something, some disease or condition in a nursing home because they're exposed to it from other people. A lot less of a chance of that happening in your own home. It's only an excuse. You shouldn't have to qualify. get out of a nursing home? Of course, you shouldn't be there in the first place. But then to go in, you know, go into rehab, but to the nursing home, because you've lost your apartment, your home, and then try to qualify to get another apartment. You shouldn't have to try to qualify for that. The government should not allow you to lose your living place. They should protect it. And it doesn't happen. You know? Because they want you in there. That's really the bottom line. They want you in there. They want your little bit of money and use you to get money from the government and so the person becomes many people become what we call institutionalized and they never get out of the nursing home. They never have confidence to get out and they just give up. That's another bad thing about nursing homes. People that have gone in, you know, feeling pretty good and maybe have a few problems, go downhill because of the nursing home and the way it's set up. So it takes people down. And then when they lose their apartment or house, that's even worse. All right, Inner Sight. And we want to thank all our friends for helping keep the show on there. I want to thank Jose Delgado from the Suffolk County Independent Living. I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp. I thank the Islip Cleaners here, local, their $100 donation. And all of our friends who care and are trying to support what Inner Sight is doing. So we look forward to doing a lot more. I want to thank Jose Delgado for recognizing us as a lobby group for Silo. We greatly appreciate that. And I want to thank him for his pledge of a donation in the near future. So stand up with us. Nursing homes are anti-American. People do not deserve to be treated the way they're treated in nursing homes. It's against this country. It's very similar to how dictators are treating people. And this government and the President of the United States should immediately do something about it. Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. Free up all that money. Give people a chance at whatever life they have left. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. And remember, Lotus Curtis, and what she stood for, and do something. Don't just talk about it. The politicians tell you we have to keep on fighting what she fought for, but they don't do a damn thing about it. And they're in a position to do it. The governor who made that statement to honor Lois, she wouldn't even answer us when we asked her to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. She doesn't care, obviously. Not even to say, you know, send us a message, acknowledge, you know, say, let's get together and talk about it. Thank you for listening. Inner Sight Means Freedom. We'll be with you tomorrow night on our subject show, subject to be announced tomorrow night. Inner Sight. And thank you so much. It's been the Nursing Home Show. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.